A jury in New Orleans has decided cigarette makers should help smokers quit. In a mixed verdict returned late yesterday, the jury agreed with most claims brought by healthy Louisiana smokers, but it rejected a plan for free medical monitoring to detect smoking-related diseases, NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Imagine the tobacco industry setting up smoking cessation clinics or providing free nicotine patches and other stop smoking aids to their customers. That's the remedy jurors in New Orleans agreed to in a class action lawsuit brought on behalf of more than a million smokers and former smokers in Louisiana. Most of these smokers aren't sick, so instead of suing over a tobacco-related illness, they claimed addiction to nicotine as their injury. They wanted cigarette makers to help them break that addiction and keep a check on their health. The jury agreed with the basic claims in the case, that the companies conspired to addict people to a hazardous product, committed fraud by trying to conceal the dangers, and targeted kids with advertising.
This is a great verdict for the people of Louisiana.
Smoker attorney Russ Herman says getting smokers to quit is the best way to reduce the death and disease caused by tobacco.
If you can help them to quit early, their physical state can improve. So we're excited about the potential health consequences. We believe this verdict is going to save a lot of lives.
But smokers failed to win the main remedy they were seeking, free medical tests to detect lung cancer, heart disease, emphysema, and other tobacco-related diseases. The jurors agreed with the industry argument that there is no scientific evidence that such screenings work. William Olemeyer is vice president and general counsel at Philip Morris, the nation's top cigarette maker.
The jury heard extensive evidence from national experts that this is not something that doctors recommend to their patients. This is not something that is a program at any hospital, because the medical evidence hasn't demonstrated that with respect to these diseases, it is safe, it is effective, and that it actually improves the outcome.
It was the second time a jury has rejected medical monitoring as a remedy in a smoking and health lawsuit. West Virginia jurors found for the industry in a similar claim last year. In the New Orleans case, jurors also rejected the smoker's claim that tobacco firms make a defective product. Olemeyer believes that finding will help the industry appeal the part of the case it lost.
I think we'll make a very compelling case to the Court of Appeals when we get the chance, that a trial judge in Louisiana can order a company to provide smoking cessation to uninjured smokers in a case where the jury decided that cigarettes are not a defective product.
This is the first time a jury has ordered smoking cessation as a remedy in a tobacco case, and more lawyers may be asking for it in the future, according to Dick Daynard with the Tobacco Products Liability Project at Northeastern University.
I think this has clearly national implications. There's no difference between the situation of an addicted smoker in Louisiana than an addicted smoker anywhere else in the country. So I would think this remedy should be applicable in most of the other states.
Daynard says it's the tobacco industry's obligation to help people quit smoking and break the cycle of addiction. Remedies like this, he says, are an opportunity to limit tobacco's toll.
There are all these people who, in some sense, are scheduled to get lung cancer, heart disease, or some other tobacco-related illness as a result of their smoking, but it's possible to stop it. It's possible to really cheat fate, in this case, if they quit.
In New Orleans, the court will schedule a second phase of the trial to determine how to fashion the statewide smoking cessation program and how much it will cost. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.